Unlocking potential, one dream at a time, on the CJ Moneyway Show.
Sit back and relax. You're listening to the Moneyway Show.
What's up, my good people? Can you imagine a world where every person you meet has an extraordinary story to tell? Well, welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show, the podcast that brings those stories right to your ears. And I'm your host, CJ Moneyway. And I'm on a mission to discover the extraordinary in everyday life. You'll hear heartfelt, real-life stories from individuals who have formed their own path, shattered stereotypes, and transformed their personal challenges into becoming a driving force for positive change. On the CJ Moneyway Show, we dive into the cultural issues and celebrate the uniqueness of diverse communities. But that's not all. Join us as we journey into the realm of self-help, personal growth, engaging with experts and everyday heroes alike to inspire, enlighten, and entertain. Get ready to be moved, to be inspired, and to discover the untold stories that surround us every day. This is the CJ Moneyway Show, unveiling the extraordinary within the ordinary. So what you waiting for? Dive in, join us, and become part of our community of storytellers. And welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show.
Have you never prayed for? Do you know how many people are jealous of you? And they got no idea that the gift you have, you never prayed for. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. The gift that you hold, you never asked God to give it to you. You got folk that are fighting you, and they don't know. I don't even want this. God done put it on my life. All I can do is flow in my gift. You know you're authentically anointed when people who got more than you don't like you. And you're trying to figure out why you attacking me when I ain't got nothing. I hope y'all tap this church. God said, if they hate you at this level, what they gonna do when I elevate you to a whole other place? This is just the beginning.
Welcome, my good people. Welcome to the CJ Moneyway Show. And I'm with your host, CJ Moneyway. Let's get it.
What's up, my good people? You listening to your boy CJ Moneyway on the CJ Moneyway Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Like I said, you know, Wednesdays is going to be for the Moneyway experience for my for those who are listening to your boy that's rocking with your boy. Hey, this time is for us. Although, as I've been going through some of my itinerary and some of the interviews that I've been doing, I will have to delegate some of them on Wednesday. So I hope that you will tune in and stay tuned to that, where I will have some part twos that's coming out on Wednesday on a couple of interviews that I've done. One of them, which I hope that you guys will really tune into and get involved, because they're looking for X amount of people, is Steel Town Records. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about the collaboration that we have. I just did an interview with them. It'll be coming out Wednesday, May 22nd, and Monday on Memorial Day, May 27th. Check that out. They got a lot of things popping off. They're trying to bring a record label back out in the 1960s, like 1964 to 1971. They was the first home of the Jackson 5. You're going to have to check it out. Check it out. Go do your research on it. Steel Town Records right here in Gary, Indiana. And so there are some things that they're trying to do with the record label. I talked to six of their executives the other day. So it's real. It's popping. They're trying to do a movie based on the founder of Steel Town Records and give you the truth of what really went down with Steel Town and Motown. So they're looking for actors, they're looking for actresses, they're looking for independent artists, they're looking for producers. So around the globe, steeltowninc.com, you can check them out. They're trying to do casting right now for the film that they're trying to come out with in September. So check it out, man. It's going to be a hot interview, hot topic. Hey, remember that name, Steel Town Records. Steel Town Records. And so this is your boy. And so just keeping it 100 today, I want to talk about these haters. And so I know, and you know, we family. So I can talk about this with you guys because I know that if you're listening to the Money Way Show, that you're not a hater. And if you are, you need to stop that. You need to stop that real quick because we don't hate on the Money Way Show. You know, we just congratulate. And so the thing about haters is sometimes, you know, I know what the Bible say. The Bible say that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities of wickedness in higher places. And so with that being said, a lot of times we think that we're battling each other, but we're really not. Or we feel as though somebody is hating on me because I'm in this space or I'm in that space, but they're really not hating on you per se. It's what they're hating on. What's in them is hating on what's in you. And so when we figure that out and when we get to that point that, you know, they not hating on Corey the man, or they not hating on CJ the man, they hating on the spirit that's in CJ because it's not mushing. It's not going together. And see, so there comes a point in time where there's a lot of different levels of hate, and people can hate how you look. People can hate how you dress. People can hate how you smell. People can hate how you smile. People can hate how you talk. People can hate how you walk. People can hate how you perform your job at work. I mean, it's so many levels to why people just hate. And I'm not a hater. And that's just, can't nobody come and say that CJ is a hater. I've never been a hater. Never. I would, if somebody drive around in a nice car, they pull up in a nice ride, I'm going to say, hey, man, that's a nice ride. Or there's some nice kicks that you got on. Or that's a nice jacket, bro. That's just me. Why should I hate on anybody? There's no need for me to hate on nobody. I got more than enough. I'm not saying that I have everything that I want in life. I'm not saying that I'm perfect or that I'm just so high and mighty that, you know, whatever. No, I don't have a lot of things that a lot of people have, but I'm grateful for what I have. And so therefore, there's no need for me to hate on somebody else for what they have, because what they have evidently wasn't meant for me to have. And if it is meant for me to have, God would make a way for me to have it at some point in time in life. And so the more that I congratulate people or compliment people on certain things, that's elevating me. And see, sometimes we don't understand. Haters don't understand this reason of logic. If when God began elevating you to certain levels in life, people start hating. And a lot of it is because we just them type of, it's just how we are. I don't want to see nobody making a dollar more than me. If he or she making a dollar more than me, I'm hating. If they doing something that I'm not doing or something that I want to do, but I'm not doing it because somebody can kill my dreams and they live in their dream, I'm going to hate on it. And so to my people out there, hey, we got to get over that. We got to get over some things in life. Don't let nobody kill your dreams. You want to go back to my man, Joseph. Go back and I think it's episode 3. Check out season 1, episode 3 and 4. Joseph didn't let his brothers kill his dreams. Matter of fact, it wasn't Joseph that didn't let his brothers kill his dream. God didn't let nobody kill his dream. So remember that. God would not allow anyone to kill your dreams. If God gave it to you, it's going to come to pass, regardless of how much they hate. Regardless of how much they don't want to see you where you're at, they're going to hate, because sometimes it's just some things that they don't understand. You know, like I wrote a book in 2015, and I really thought that my people, my family, my cousins, my uncles, my aunties, my immediate, just my family in general, I just really knew, and my friends, you know, my so-called friends, I just knew that they was going to get behind your boy. Because, like, man, CJ, he ain't wrote a book. Dude on Amazon. Man, you can Google him up. I just, for me, in my mind, I just really thought that people was going to be happy for me.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, CJ Moneyway. I appreciate you rocking with the Moneyway Show. Hey, if you listen to me on Spotify, Apple, Buzzsprout, whatever platform that you may be listening to the Moneyway Show on, why don't you drop your boy a review, share it with your friends, you know, anything and everything. All support is appreciated. The Moneyway love you guys. I appreciate you rocking with me. Follow me on my YouTube channel. All my platforms, man, social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, hit me up. All my links are in the show notes. Hey, I appreciate you guys for rocking with your boy. Be on the lookout for some things coming up that I got coming up pretty soon. I'll tune you into it a little later. Peace. Quick reminder. It kicked me. It was swift. I'm like, wow. Ain't nobody that I know grabbing my book. Ain't nobody calling me, congratulating me, said, man, see, I'm proud of you, bruh. You know, I'm proud of what you're doing, man. You know, ain't nobody in our family or nobody I know ever wrote a book, man. I'm with you. What you need me to do? Let's get this thing out there. Nah, it wasn't none of that. It was just the exact opposite. It was crickets. 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 And I'm not going to sit up here and shuck and jive nobody because, like I said, on Wednesday nights, this is the Moneyway experience. I'm talking to my people that's rocking with your boy, CJ Moneyway. So we going to keep it all the way 100. And so what I mean by that is that that experience, that was 2015, that experience right there hurt my feelings. It really did. It hurt my feelings because I really thought that people that was in my, even the people that was in my corner, like people would be in your corner when things jumping off or when you at the planning phase or when you at the beginning phase. But when that thing started popping off, they started popping off too. I know some of y'all out there know what I'm talking about. I know I ain't the only one that had ever experienced this. Come on now, holler at your boy if you hear me. But, so, I went through a trial, and I've said this before, and I don't know if, you know, if you guys rocking with your boy CJ Moneyway, you ain't heard this, that the week after my book got published, I mean, exactly 7 days after my book got published, my father died. So, it took a lot out of me. I didn't get into the marketing phase of it, but be on the lookout. Both Eyes Open and Both Eyes Shut has been republished. Been revised. New book cover and about to be republished pretty soon. So go grab it. I'm talking to my Moneyway listeners. It's a great read. It got a lot of stuff in there. I will be putting some things out. Matter of fact, I'm going to do something today. So, you know, just some inserts or whatever. I try to do that every week just to give you guys a little taste of it and be like, this, I think I got to check this out. That's if you're an avid reader. Me, myself, that's keep it 100. I'm not an avid reader. I might write books. I might do a podcast, whatever. But I do not just read books off the strength of just reading books. I don't do that. I just don't go around listening to everybody podcast. But in life, there are some things that I feel like if this is what you're going to do and this is the trend that you're trying to set, then you have to follow those who have come before you and those that know more than you and those that do it way better than you do. You have to pick their brains and you have to get knowledge from here and there. So as I said that, there are books that I have been reading. I put my girl out there. I did an interview with Terrence Marie. She got a book called Black Pearl. Hey, gotta check it out. Hot book. Got me interested. So check out again. Black Pearl by Terrence Marie. She got a lot more books. She got a few more books coming out. So I'm gonna give her a plug. That's my girl. Hey, we didn't know each other from a can of paint, but when we hooked up and we did an interview, it's like we knew each other forever. Like, you know, I call her my little sister now. And anything that she do, I'm supporting it. anything that she put out, I'm pushing like. That's another thing, you know, on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all these other different social media outlets. Come on, man. It do not cost nothing to support. All you gotta do is push like. I don't care if you don't leave a comment, but that's how you know when people hating what you doing, because they'll just start skipping over your stuff. They seeing you too much. You doing too much. You moving too much. Because I would thought that you would have been and fell off by now. I thought that you would have been and quit by now. But now that I'm seeing that you got some wheels on this train that you ain't stopping no time soon. So since you ain't stopping no time soon, I'ma stop fooling with you. And people do that. People do that. I don't know why. Somebody tell me why. Leave it in the comments. Write your boy. Email your boy. Somebody let me know why these type of activities happen in our community or just worldwide. I don't know. Somebody help your boy out. But so 2015, it taught me a lesson moving forward. When I started this podcast, I tried to do it with some other brothers. And we went through the planning phase. We was having meetings and we was doing this and we was doing that. But when it started coming down to that money, when it started coming down to the monies, they start falling off. And it's been crickets ever since. And that was, I would say, that was back in like November 2022. Take that back, because I started the podcast in October 2023. So that was back in November 2022. I ain't heard from these brothers since, you know, and that's on everything I love. And not even on what I've been doing. Not even on this podcast. I still ain't heard from these brothers. Ain't nobody reached out to me, self for one. Reached out to me like, hey, man, I like what you're doing. Blahly, blahly, Skippy, you took the dream that we had and, you know, you moving forward with it, you pushing it on. None of that. Now, I ain't saying they haters. I'm just saying they ain't congratulators either. That's all I'm saying. That's all your boy said. But I tried to do it with some old cats and it didn't work out like that. And so my mans, he pulled me to the side and say, hey, everybody don't feel the same way that you feel about this, your baby. And so it brought back remembrance of when the Holy Spirit told me that this was for me. And as we was talking about earlier, everything that you do or what God shows you, he don't show everybody. And so sometimes we want people to be excited for what we're doing and the things that God has showed us, but it's hard for them to get excited because they didn't see it. And so we have to quit expecting people to be just as excited as we are about certain things that they don't know about. And so a lot of times when we try to get people to be excited just like us, it deters you from doing what God has called you to do because the response that you're getting from people. And so when you're not getting a response from the people who you felt like you was going to get it from, or the people that was in your corner, your so-called friends, your homies, or, you know, your aunties, your uncles, your favorite cousins, when that type of support don't come, hey, it knock us off our square. It really does. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Holla at your boy. For real, though. Holla at me. Am I the only one that go through this? Am I the only one that been through something like this or experiencing that type of stuff right now? It is what it is. Holla at me. But it taught me a lesson, though. And so when I went into this venture, I said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about Facebook. I don't care who watch, who don't. It is what it is, because I'm trying to go farther than that. I've always been the type of person, even when I was out there doing my thing, I always been that one. I didn't like fishing on the shore. I like to throw my net all the way. I like to throw my rod all the way out there, literally. But that was just me. I like to catch something that was uncatchable to me. That's what I did. So when I started this journey on this podcast, I said, you know, I'm not going to worry about Facebook friends, because everybody on Facebook ain't your friends, and even your friends that's your friends on Facebook, they don't even support you like that. But it shocked me though. It fooled me because when I put my first little thing out there, it was before the podcast. I was just putting little snippets, little clips out there. Man, I was getting some love. I was shocked. I was getting love from my folks on YouTube and Facebook. And people hitting me up, telling me, keep doing what you're doing. See, hey, I'm loving it. But after a while, though, once you keep doing it, them people that was patting you on the back, them people that was emailing you, hitting you up, telling you to keep going, they kind of fall off a little bit. Because, like I said, it was cool when you started. But you keep on going. I would have been thought that you would have been and fell off by now. I thought maybe you had quit having topics. I thought that maybe you had been and got tired trying to do a podcast and working a full-time job, sometimes working 16 hours a day, 3-4 times a week. But you still going. And so since you still going, I'm just going to fall off. I'm going to fall off of you. And that's what people do. And that's what they have been doing. But if I still had that same mindset, 2015, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to my real people right now, because it's you that keeps me going, because I see the numbers. I see where the people listening at. I see where I see the analytics. I see the age group. I see all that. And so it's you guys that and women that keeping me going, that's putting fuel to the fire, you know? So your boy gonna keep on rocking because you rocking with me. And I ain't gonna let no haters stop that. And that's 100. That's 100. People think because they don't rock with you, or they not feeling what you doing, or they not, it ain't my cup of tea, and they passing you up on Facebook. I learned too that Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, all that stuff, that ain't got nothing to do with podcasting. People on Facebook not listening ain't looking for a podcast show. You might have maybe one out of 100 that might say, you know what, let me check out this podcast. But Facebook people are Facebook people. Instagram people are Instagram people. TikTok is TikTok people. YouTube is YouTube people. Podcasting is podcast people. It's just a difference. And I've been learning that as I've been going. And so I don't get discouraged by if somebody don't look at a video that I put out, or if I put out a post that it might only got like 5 likes or whatever. Because the more that you grow in certain things, the less people that you know going to be supporting you. It's the people that you don't know that's pulling you up. It's the people that you don't know that's cheering you on from the sideline. And I'm finding that out more and more. I don't care. I'm just finna be straight up right now. I do not care what people may think about what I'm saying, because it's true. Because if you was with your boy, like, okay, I'll put it like this, and I'm going to keep it 100. And this stuff for some of my true partners, supposedly. I did some podcast shows with a couple of cats, right, with some of my homies. One of them, actually, one of them finna come out pretty soon. One of them finna come out May 17. Check that out, Three Stooges. We're talking about dealing with emotional women. So me, my boy Rick, my boy Jalen. So check that out. Like I say, that's coming out May 17th. I think that's a two-part series too. So that'll be coming out on a Wednesday too. So check it out. I'm not, you know, I do what I do. I built my platform for the people. And so I'm a man of my word. And so that's what I'm doing. And so that's what I continue to do. But yeah, that's a but to it. But I realized that if something does not involve the person, like I did a podcast show with my boys, and I got a few homies, and I did a podcast episode with a few of them, right? And so I was on the thing, and I had a guy that, you know, he'd been rocking with me or whatever. I'm taking these modules in this course and stuff that he have, and he went on Apple. He went on Apple, on iTunes, and he left me a review. He left me a rating. I'm like, man, that's cool. I don't even know this guy. And he left me a rating and a comment, a nice comment too. So I say, man, you know, let me hit my people up that had been on the show. Let me hit my family members up that had listened to the show, I suppose. And,
you know, let them give me some ratings and some comments to try to boost the show up. It's just like Amazon, anything. If you got similar shows that's running and you want to debate on if you want to listen to the CJ Moneyway show or you want to listen to another show, we got the same type of show. We both in education or we both in the social culture. You know, which one am I going to listen to? Well, what do we do at Amazon when we're looking at the same product and about the same price, or one of them may be a dollar more or $2 more? We look at the reviews. Let me see the reviews. And that will determine which product I'm going to buy. Same thing with podcasting. Let me look at the reviews. How many reviews this one got? How many reviews that one got? Oh, this one got 40 reviews. Oh, this one got 10. Let me check this one out. It seems like people more interested in that. So again, yeah, I'm putting it out there. If you're rocking with the CJ Moneyway show, hey, hit me up on Apple, man. Leave me a review. Leave me a comment. Let people know that you're rocking with your boy CJ Moneyway. But, so anyway, I asked my guys. Now, I had some thumbnails and stuff done because, you know, like I said, I do clips, I do videos or whatever. That's how I promote. And so I had some thumbnails done with my homies on there, and I sent them the thumbnails, and I said, hey, this gonna be the cover of our podcast. And so, and I say, hey, go on Apple, leave your boy. I say, leave a review on y'all being guests on the show. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. It was cricket. No, take that back. They gave me a thumbs up on the thumbnail. But when I asked to do the review part and the rating part, now these my homies now. These my homies. Crickets. Straight crickets. Still ain't heard from them. Still ain't go out there. Because if I'm not involved, if I'm involved, I'm in it. But if I'm not involved in what, I'm not trying to help you get to where you trying to go. But if I'm involved in it, I'm all with it. But to just ask me to do something on your behalf, I'm not going to do that. It is what it is. And I'm just telling the truth. And like I said, these are my homies. So I don't care. I don't care how somebody feel about what I said, because it's the truth. And if somebody's saying that I'm lying, then show me why I'm lying at, because I can look at the reviews and I see that you didn't do one. I see that you didn't put a rating out there. And I'm not, did I say anything to them about it? No, for what? For what? In life, people, you got to learn how to just keep on going. You just got to learn how to keep moving forward, man. I'm not looking back at what people not doing or who ain't supporting your boy or who may be doing this and who may be doing that, man. I'm focused on what I'm doing. I'm focused on you guys. I'm focused on the people that's really rocking with your boy. That's what I'm focused at. And I'm going to keep on putting it out there. I don't care if none of them rate my show. It don't matter to me, because I got other people out there that's rating it. Hopefully you'll start rating it, because it is what it is. And man, forget them haters. Forget the haters. Ask another one of my partners. Same thing. Got the same results. Like, dang, y'all been on it. I invited you guys in my personal space to share with me these occasions, to have fun, to laugh, and to give some truth and shoot out some knowledge or agree to disagree. This is what we have done in my personal space. So, what did you learn, CJ? Quit inviting everybody to your personal space. That's one to grow on. I'm quitting inviting everybody to my personal space. It is what it is. If you can't do nothing as far as give your boy a simple review on something that you're on, I'm putting a podcast show out with us on it. The thing about it, like I said, you want to get your ratings. You want to get the comments so that people can tune in to your show. You want people to hear what you're saying. So if you can't even give the effort to support that part of it, man, I ain't bringing up. Hey, it is what it is. Because, like I said, and I'm finna end it on this, people think that because they feel as though they not rocking with you, or they not listening to your stuff, or they feel like it's garbage. They feel like it ain't doing nothing.
The devil is a lie. You don't really know what's going on. And that's why I keep on going, because you ain't seeing the big picture, bro. You ain't seeing the numbers. You ain't seeing what your boy out here doing. You ain't seeing the people that he may be inspiring or he may be encouraging. You're not seeing all that. So why should I let you knock me off my square because of what you can't see? I can see. That's why my book called it Both Eyes Open and Both Eyes Shut. Because a lot of cats out here walking around with their eyes shut. God open mine. Hey, this your boy CJ Money Way. You have been listening to the CJ Money Way Show. Unlocking potential one dream at a time. Peace. I'm out.
Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get an understanding. Proverbs 4:7. Supreme. Final, ultimate. So wisdom is final, it's the ultimate. Wisdom, good judgment, learning, knowledge, clear thinking, experience, understanding, the power to think and learn, a specific interpretation. Now let's say this scripture again. Good judgment and clear thinking are of ultimate importance. Therefore, get knowledge. Though it may cost all you have, gain a specific understanding of your life. Both eyes open and both eyes shut.